Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Happy that our longtime engineer, producer, Tommy Thurber, is back in his stomping grounds up in Michigan at Eaton Springs.
Think he'll return?
Posted on Facebook earlier there at the landmark for Eaton Springs High School. Couldn't be happier for the youngster. Been looking forward to this trip.
Well, he says it's been an okay trip, so good for him.
Well, for Tommy, that's big-time excitement.
I guess. We'll see. We'll have to see what he says when
he
returns.
He doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve. He's having a great time. He's called this a trip of 38 years in the making.
How about that?
I would like to have a trip like that someday.
Well, where would you go?
Where would I go for that trip? Maybe Tacoma, Washington.
I don't think that's a trip 38 years in the making. That's like maybe 3 weeks.
Maybe Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, if you're going to go to Tacoma, you better get tickets.
I'll figure it out. That's one thing about me. Plus, I have ways of getting tickets.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. You don't need to worry about me and tickets.
Well, tell me. Tell me your way of getting tickets.
Just put it out there.
I think I know your way. You buy them.
No, I've got ways.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
No, I have ways. You do not.
I got ways. 869-1240. Trade made. Roberto Osuna goes from the Blue Jays to the Astros for Ken Giles, who was recently demoted. Osuna currently finishing up a suspension for domestic abuse.
Correct.
So the Astros.
Good job, Astros.
See, you
sell your soul, but that's cool. 2 years in a row.
If the Indians had gotten Osuna, we'd be. You're so fake.
We didn't get Osuna. We got Brad Hand, who has no police record that I know of.
Listen, Roberto Osuna is a big risk for the Astros. But hopefully he's seen the ill of his ways and will be a better human being moving forward. That's what we hope. I mean, right?
Sure, but he's already struck a woman, so that's not...
So we just write him off. What do you do, Jeff?
Yeah, we do write him off.
So he doesn't play Major League Baseball again.
Perfect. I love that idea.
Really?
Yes.
So that's it.
Yeah, I love that
idea.
For
any athlete in any sport.
There's no
redemption. There's no.
You can be personally redeemed, but that doesn't mean you get to play Major League
Baseball.
So that,
if you're the commissioner of sports in the world, that's what you do.
If you have a domestic violence conviction on your record, yeah, I don't think you get to play.
So you don't play ever again.
Sure.
That's your mandate.
That's fine with me.
But I'm not asking if it's fine
with
you.
It's not a mandate, but if that were to happen, I would celebrate it for sure.
If you were the head guy, would that be your mandate?
I would certainly bring that to the table with the players' union, yes.
Oh, you are something.
Really?
And when the
so
Indians...
you just get to hit women and, okay,
no,
yeah,
course,
play
it's
baseball.
Horrible. But to act like there's no opportunity for these people.
You can. There is opportunity.
That,
go be in life.
He should be punished.
Go be in life.
But where do you draw the line?
I just told you.
But what crime is there out there that, no, you're not then banned from the game?
Almost all of them.
So any felony, you're done.
No, I didn't say that. I said domestic violence, particularly, yeah, not even particularly, just domestic violence.
Isn't domestic violence a really, listen, it's awful, but isn't it a really tough one?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's you get he said, she said, you get people trying to take advantage. It's just hard. If there's... Obviously, if you can prove the crime, then these guys should be punished to the full extent of the law. But in terms of them being banned from ever participating again, I don't see a world in which that's going to happen.
Well, unfortunately.
That's a very hard line. And again, I ask you, where do you soften the line? What if it's a what if there's another crime?
Well, we're talking particularly about domestic violence here, and that's obviously something I feel pretty strongly about. You don't get to hit women. You just don't.
Right. But
and then
but again,
get to lead,
nobody's advocating
and then get to lead a privileged life. You don't. You just don't get to
that. So he's gone.
Right. What's wrong with that?
You can't operate a society like that.
It's not a society. It's Major League Baseball. That's not society.
So
that
what if it happens at your place of employment?
Then that person will be fired.
What if it happens? I mean, so any you take such a strong stand on this, and in some ways I applaud you and believe it. I get it. It's a horrible thing, but you can't operate the way you want to operate.
Why?
That means nobody gets a second chance to redeem themselves.
You can have your second chance. It's just not in my game of Major League Baseball. You are replaceable. You don't get to hit women and stay around. You just don't. Why is that okay? It's just not an okay
thing.
Nobody's
saying it's okay. But your level of punishment may rise to a level that a lot of people would view as harsh or
overly. It's not harsh. Hitting a woman is harsh. That is harsh. Not getting to play baseball.
What are the particulars of Osuna?
He got suspended 75 games.
Okay.
Which is almost half the season.
But I feel like you're just spouting with, and I don't know the particulars. I don't know that. I don't know what was said. I don't know how it happened. I know nothing about it. I applaud Major League Baseball for suspending him for 75 games, given what little and very little I know.
The Major League Baseball reviewed the case.
On a larger point, I guess I'm hopeful that guys and whomever is involved in these kinds of terrible situations can maybe, I don't know. It's
right. I'm not saying they can't redeem themselves. They just don't get to play baseball anymore.
Well, that's just not going to happen.
Well, and that's sad to me.
Hello, Earl.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Couldn't you be mine? Hey, Bob, that was a good documentary. I went and checked it out on your recommendation.
I thought it was better than good. I thought it was like one of the best five movies I've ever seen.
Jeff should realize that a society is judged on the basis of his mercy. And when you're going to just throw all these people away, Jeff, and I'm not for domestic violence.
I'm not throwing him away. He does not get to play Major League Baseball. Do you understand the privilege that comes along with that?
Do you understand we send people to the gas chamber that it's found out they were innocent afterwards? I mean, honestly, Jeff, sometimes it feels like you're in this fantasy world where right and wrong are truly absolute. And I wish we all could live there, but having lived in the real world for a while, that absolute resolution isn't often there. In the cases that it's 100%, well, let's say it's 100%. Okay, hey, let's get that guy gone. But at what point are we going to find that, and why is the trial always in the public before it's in the courtrooms? And when the courtrooms have the trial and they find the guy guilty, he serves his time and comes out, he's able to acclimate to society too. I don't understand what just throwing him away for that.
We're not throwing him away. Thing. We're saying he doesn't get to play Major League Baseball, which is more than fair.
If that is all he wanted to do and that is his skill set, if you take away a man's livelihood, you're taking away everything.
Well, forget that, man. He hit a woman. Good luck. I mean, go be the man is not the victim.
Of hitting it. He was accused of hitting that person, yes, and maybe he did. And if it's absolutely true he did, would give him a penalty. But don't take away his life.
He's not the victim, though.
I'm not saying he's a victim.
You're treating him as if he is.
No, he's not. He's stating a point that most rational people would state.
No, not taking away a man's livelihood for hitting a woman. Tough luck, Rob.
Hey, well, I don't know who Rob is.
Roberto.
It's just him being flippant. It's highly irritating.
I just want to talk about your list for a second. I don't know how much you went back But go back and listen to a band from Kansas called the Rainmakers. Do you remember the Rainmakers?
I've heard of them, yes, but I don't. They are not represented on my list, Earl.
And I guess that's the only problem with your list, that sometimes, Bob, even though you are an eclectic music listener, your tastes don't encompass us at all. We're left out a little bit sometimes in your list.
Well, your list,
it's your
list, and you can have whatever list you want, but my list is what I want, Earl.
Well, I understand that.
And the Rainmakers aren't there.
Well, just take a moment, if you will. Just Google is a great thing. And, Bob, people won't challenge you in public if you aren't always saying you're going to whoop your son's butt in the studio. You come across as a tough guy, Bob. Come on.
Thanks, Earl. Now let's get to Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
And I'll tell you, in 30 seconds after Daniel, or however long, the newfound respect I have for Justin Verlander.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, guys. What is wrong with people? If you hit a woman, why should you get the privilege of playing a sport where you can make millions of dollars for playing a game? Just like Jeff said, it's a privilege. It doesn't earn you the right to live life however you should. There are repercussions for things, just like some people can't vote anymore. That's a privilege they have taken away from the felonies they commit. Just like playing a sport should be one of those privileges that you forfeit by hitting a woman. And if you don't want to lose that privilege, guess what?
Don't hit women.
Pretty simple.
I agree, Daniel. It is simple.
If that's your skill set, that all you can do is play baseball, well, guess what? You're only going to get to play baseball for maybe 20 years of your life. You're going to have to think of something else to do anyway. Why don't you move along with it?
Right. Thanks for the call.
I agree.
What's the status of his case?
He has charges pending in Canada.
Okay. Well, then he should be he was suspended by MLB.
Correct.
But
after
the charges are only
the
pending. The last I heard, there was supposed to be something heard on the case in June. What happened then?
I'm not sure.
Well, you need to have these details. This isn't a conviction.
It isn't,
as far as I understand, right?
Correct.
So you are espousing now that we should ban players from the game?
No, I didn't. I said a conviction, and that's really tough to get because these victims sometimes are afraid
to
testify. But I usually believe them.
Well, that's good and great.
You can't tell me it's not
conviction. So to even have this conversation's a little bit premature.
You can't tell me it's not unsettling that Jose Reyes is out there playing after having choked a woman.
Was he convicted?
He choked a woman.
But if you don't have a conviction, how do you proceed? Does MLB have?
It could and should. It's not. A courtroom. It can do whatever it wants, I assume.
Chris, you're next.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you wholeheartedly on this. It's a gray area when it comes to domestic abuse. And you know good and well, and again, I don't want anybody out there to take this wrong, that I'm for the people that are abusing the women. I'm not. But you know good and well, there's plenty of cases, the way the laws are anymore and the way society is, that there's plenty of women that take advantage of this and just go all out and just can beat the living crap out of the guy, and then he can't do a little thing, anything to even, you know, if he defends himself. And I'm not saying swinging and beating her up. I'm just saying if he even defends himself at all, basically, we're at a point where he's just guilty already. So... again,
well, there's nobody questioning the fact that any man who hits a woman unsolicited and without provocation...
Or solicited and with provocation.
Well, no, I mean, listen, it's always wrong, okay?
Correct.
But there are extenuating circumstances in a lot of these situations.
Yeah, there is. I agree. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Like what?
Jeff.
What?
The argument here is Roberto Osuna has served a 75-game suspension levied upon him by Major League Baseball. He has been charged with a crime that has not even gone to court. There's no conviction. I just don't get it. If he's convicted of this kind of a crime, of course, then
he
shouldn't.
That will happen. He will already have served his suspension, and then we just move on.
But there's no conviction. Do you admit that there are wrongly accused people in domestic abuse?
Very rarely.
What you think?
Yeah, in domestic abuse and rape, it's more underreported.
I didn't say anything about
than
rape.
Falsely reported.
I said domestic abuse. Steve, you're on the air. Hello, Steve?
Yes, hello.
Go.
I'm going to challenge Jeff and ask him whether he puts his money where his mouth is. Does he make sure he doesn't go to movies with actors who've been convicted or accused of domestic violence? And does he listen to bands or buy CDs from bands whose members may have been convicted of domestic violence? It's easy to just go on a diatribe, but you can, in effect, put your money where your mouth is.
Well, that's not really the argument that we're having.
He's asking you a question.
What's the question?
Steve, thanks for the call. Listen,
this is a goalpost-moving argument.
In these cases, when it is black and white, it's easy to deal with. Of course, you deal with it firmly and punitively. But there's so many of these cases that aren't black and white. And you don't know that Roberto Osuna's cases is black and white.
We're 99% sure that he struck a woman.
You have an opinion that it is, but you don't know that.
We know that Jose Reyes choked a woman. We know that Aroldis Chapman choked a woman.
We're not talking about them. We're talking about Roberto Osuna.
He wouldn't have been suspended 75 games if the preponderance of the evidence did not strongly suggest that he is guilty.
That's false. Mark, you're on the show.
It isn't false.
Hey, Bob. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I think Steve Finley, who played in the major leagues for a long time.
From Southern Illinois. What about him?
Yes. He had his wife attack him, and he just stood down. And, I don't know why you can't do that. I think I kind of tend to see this from Jeff's perspective that I'm not saying there's no circumstance where a man could use self-defense, but if you're a major league athlete, you shouldn't have to hit a woman to still keep yourself safe. And I believe Finley's wife was charged.
What are you arguing right now? Nobody's arguing
Chuck
for.
Chuck Finley, by the way.
Nobody is arguing for domestic abuse, okay? It's an awful thing. It's a scourge of a dirge on society or whatever the word is. It's an awful thing, but it's also a very difficult thing. It just is. People who think I'm a proponent of. I mean, come on, let's get real.
It's not that difficult.
Then again,
it's more
happened to this guy's court case?
It's more underreported than falsely reported. There are
no
many,
question.
Many more.
As a society, yes. I'm talking about one guy and one case.
It hasn't been resolved, but he did it. I mean, it's just.
That's all. You think we can go through the America, our life, by just saying he did it? Are you serious?
In a lot of these cases, yes.
So they don't deserve a day in court.
He does, but he doesn't deserve a day in Major League Baseball if he did it.
That's Jonathan, you're on the drive.
Thanks so much. I have to land my opinion firmly in the court of Jeff here. I want to take on a little trip down memory lane, and that's in the case of Ray Wright, caught on video knocking out his fiance. Right after that, the WWE made sweeping changes to their policy, and I think this is a pretty good policy. Be interested in your guys' thoughts. WWE has zero tolerance for the matters of domestic violence, and upon arrest, WWE talent is immediately suspended. Upon conviction for such misconduct, the talent will be immediately terminated. I don't see any
great.
There.
I'm all for that. Upon conviction.
That's good, right?
Upon conviction.
Right, and there's immediate suspension upon arrest.
Which Osuna was suspended for 75 games, which is good, right?
I completely agree.
Okay. The point, Jonathan, we're not arguing that. We're arguing that without a conviction, what do you do with that, with Roberto Osuna?
Think you got to leave it with the suspension until we get the conviction.
He had a 75-game suspension. You said the WWE has suspension. It's not. They don't wait to see how the court case turns out. They suspend for a period of time.
It's an indefinite suspension, and then if a convict. But two of those people have been fired, Rich Swann and Enzo.
And they should have been fired.
Both fired without convictions.
That's true.
Thanks, Jonathan. If Major League Baseball, listen, it's a tough area. If Major League Baseball, they're not going to want people in their game like this. But what do you, again, you're for saying that he's out of the game. What if it turns out then that this charge was falsely made and that he did not do what he's accused of doing? Then what?
Well, he's still playing baseball, but it's no. Very, I'm talking that if you kick unlikely.
Him, no, Jeff, I'm not. I'm asking you. Let's say you kick him out of the game, and later when the trial is held, it's proven that okay, these charges
well,
were.
Well, you can't prove innocence. You can only prove guilt.
But I'm asking you, what do you do then?
If he's found innocent, but a preponderance of evidence still suggests that he has committed the act, then I don't see a problem with. Him remaining out of the game.
I don't know how you enforce what you're trying to enforce.
Well, they already
without lawsuits and I don't know. I just think it's a tough road you're going down.
It is tough, but it's no tougher. It's much less tough than the act of domestic violence itself to me.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. The Drive KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.